Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there.
You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Making women gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. We are back with another, I don't want to say breaking news, but it's definitely a hardcore fight fans favorite headline. Earl Spence was in a New York City media roundtable and was asked numerous questions, one being Mikey Garcia. It is a very interesting interview, one that has me believe a Mikey fight is very, very possible. I will be obviously going through the story and reading you the quotes just so we can all be on the same page. Remember that Earl Spence is the undefeated IBF welterweight champion at 147 pounds, and Mikey is the current WBC 135-pound champion who is scheduled to face About Billions promoted Robert Easter Jr., who himself is the IBF champion at 135. Now, quick synopsis is Earl has it made up in his mind that Mikey Garcia is a big name. And if Mikey could get the win, which Earl is not picking Mikey because Robert Easter's his friend and he believes in Robert Easter. Now, you know, he and Robert Easter have trained at Barry Hunter's gym in the DC area. They've trained with Broner. He knows Robert Easter. So he did not come right out and say, hey, I'm picking Robert to beat him. But he's definitely come out and said, if Garcia can beat Easter, then let's make that fight happen. We should be able to make it happen. And I quote, that could happen. Mikey is a big name, has a great resume, and that fight could definitely happen. We fight on the same network, Showtime, have the same manager, Al Heyman. Why not make it happen? It could happen. Now, there is a size difference. You know, Mikey will be moving up to face the bigger puncher. It would be no different than Rosado moving up to face Gennady Golovkin or Kell Brook moving up to face Gennady Golovkin, right? Numerous people have done this. Floyd moved up to face De La Hoya, you know? These are the things that you do when you're daring to be great, you know? But Spence addresses how he thinks the public would receive it. He says, and I quote, I didn't challenge him. He challenged me. So I think the reaction would be positive. They'll probably praise him because he's showing a lot of guts, a lot of heart for moving up to fight a so-called big welterweight. So, I mean, that'll be a good fight. And then I'm fighting a guy with a great name and great resume, end quote. Now, I want to tell you guys where this all originated from. It's not like Earl is out there talking about Mikey. Mikey conducted an interview with his friend Ellie Setback at the Robert Garcia Boxing Academy, and he was asked, did he see Earl Spence's performance versus Ocampos. And the next question, or one of those questions, was back, was like, hey, do you still feel adamant about fighting Earl after watching him blow out Carlos Ocampos in one round? And Mikey's response was, he feels more confident after watching the fight. So Mikey's always talked greasy, about these potential matchups. And I quote, and like I've been saying before, that's the type of people I want to fight. So I think they'll want that fight. I think that's a big fight. I think we could make that happen. Maybe in LA, maybe in San Antonio, maybe at the Barclays Center. Who knows? End quote. I like all three locations. Barclays Center probably being my least favorite, only because I feel like we'll get maybe 12, 13,000 there. But that's it. I think like in San Antonio or in LA, you'll get a deeper rooted boxing fan, maybe. And I could be wrong. I've seen guys booing Trout versus Jermell Charlo after one or two rounds in LA. So maybe they don't deserve a fight of this magnitude because they don't know how to appreciate the sport properly. San Antonio is a good fit. San Antonio's a good fit. Spence from Texas, you know, and Mikey being Mexican. Very good locations. And I quote, it says he's a true champion. He's a true fighter, and he dares to be great. Just to move up to fight somebody who's supposedly the most feared boxer in boxing, and he's moving up to take that challenge. He's basically daring to be great, daring to be Hall of Famer and do something that, you know, a lot of fighters are not willing to do, especially in times like today. So kudos to him. Much respect to him for even mentioning that. But, you know, like I said, a lot of people mention a lot of things. A lot of people say a lot of things. But once it's brought to you, you know what I'm saying. People rarely accept it or live by their words. So, I mean, he could just be blowing smoke. I don't know. If the fight is offered to me, I will take that fight. But we'll see. So, obviously, there is the issue of Robert Easter and, you know, him possibly wanting a rematch or Garcia wanting a rematch. So, we don't know how much of this can become reality, but I'll tell you, I read another article with Steven Espinoza, Showtime sports exec over there, and he was talking about Earl and the fact that he and Earl both want Earl to be back by the end of the year. You know, Mikey and Easter give Earl enough time. Porter and Danny do not. Porter, Danny's August, September. So they probably will not be ready for a December fight. Mikey and Easter is about to happen. Mikey could be available for a December fight. Now, my question to you and to the Earl Spence fans is, do we give him credit? Should we treat him like Gennady and, you know, make this fight a big spectacle the way that Kell Brook and Gennady was? Or do we look at this as a indirect cherry pick? We're talking about a guy that is going to be going into a clear disadvantage into the fight. Who knows? You know? I'm fearful of this fight, and it comes from this last quote, because even Spence knows that he could hurt him. He says, and I quote, he could take a lot of punishment. he could take a lot of punishment too from a bigger guy. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it's a no-lose situation for him because you're going up fighting a bigger guy, a stronger guy, a guy who can punch with both hands and has a come-forward style where basically I'm trying to punish my opponent. So it could hurt him in that aspect. I don't know. We've just got to see what happens with the Robert Easter fight. If he wins or not, and see what's going to go on. But I want to fight by the end of this year. Hopefully, I'm sure he want to fight by the end of this year too, depending on how he do with Robert Easter. And you know, it could happen. Now, those are all the quotes. What I'll say is this. Garcia's 30 years old. If he was to lose to Errol Spence, who's 28 and a welterweight, essentially two divisions above Garcia, I don't think that the fans or the media are going to press Garcia. Instead, we'll give him a pass. You know, look at Rosado now. Gabriel Rosado is so much more popular now after Triple G than before Triple G. He's basically a household name, you know, not a Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, but, you know, he's known by more than just the hardcore fan. But I think Garcia would get a pass. He'd be moving up two divisions. He'd be facing an undefeated knockout puncher. You know, I don't think people would give him shit if he lost. He could still go back down. If he didn't take too much punishment, which is what Errol spoke of, but he could still go back down and possibly face Lomachenko if he lost to Errol at 147. It's still very possible. That's out there, you know. But let's go out to the phone lines, see if anybody here is interested in talking up some boxing. We're going to be talking, obviously, this topic. You know, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. TBV in the morning. Let's go.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to the 214-982. Looks like Texas. Talk to me.
What's going on, Ness? It's Gary in Dallas.
Gary, what up?
What up, man? Look, you know I'm a Spence fan, but there's no reason to make this fight. I mean, I know Mikey wants to dare for greatness, but there's weight classes for a reason. Mikey's already gone 130, 135, 140. He's already not big at 140. To go and take on a massively big, massively strong 147-pounder, it's not a smart move. It's not a fight he can win, and I love Mikey. But, I mean, there's weight classes for a reason. And you know, I wouldn't give Spence much respect to beat the guy two weight classes smaller than him. I mean, to be honest, I mean, if Triple G beat Spence, would you give Triple G a whole bunch of credit for that? No, he's two weight classes smaller. So, I mean, I look at Spence the same way as that. I mean, look, I know Spence wants a name on his resume, and right now he's not getting Danny, he's not getting Porter, he's not getting Keith, he's not getting Crawford. So he wants that name, but I mean, fighting a guy two weight classes small just doesn't do anything for you. I would not be for that fight.
Let me ask you a question here in the chat. Our good friend JD in Texas says, Khan beats Mikey, so he should be the front runner. Do you believe that? Do you think that Khan is a more competitive fight for Earl? Do you think that Khan could get the clear win over Mikey and deserves an Earl fight more than Mikey Garcia?
I mean, Khan's a big draw, right? So Khan's, he's going to get make Errol Spence money. He's going to make money for whoever he fights. And he's his own size. I mean, no, Khan doesn't deserve a fight. For what? For beating LeGreco? Not really. But it's a better fight because at least to the
Well, wait a minute. I don't mean deserve like deserve in the traditional sense. I mean deserve more in a sense like, does he have more of a shot to win? Is it more of a competitive fight? Do you think Khan can beat Mikey Garcia clearly and therefore deserves a shot at a welterweight Earl rather than 135-pounder Mikey?
He asked me, would Khan beat Mikey? I mean, I certainly think so. He's 2 weight classes bigger than him. And he's still got blazing hand speed. I know you don't like him, but the chances that a guy 2 weight classes smaller than him is going to knock him out, it's probably not going to happen. Khan's probably taking a decision over Mikey, I would think. I mean, there's weight classes for a reason. I mean, Garcia is obviously better than Khan, but Khan's far bigger than he is.
I hear you, brother.
I mean, Khan fought Canelo at 55. So,
yeah, he did last. And that's probably a lot of people's argument. They're always like, well, Khan, you know, he won a couple of rounds versus Canelo. Can Mikey win a couple of rounds versus Canelo? You know, can any possible Errol Spence opponent win a couple of rounds against Canelo? I don't know. But let's ask our co-host who just jumped on, getting down with the morning show.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impeccable. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah, man. Got my cup of coffee with TTV right now. And we're talking about my main man, Errol Spence Jr., who just came back, and I'm getting back. It's all good. And, you know, you mentioned Amir Khan, right, Ness? Yeah, well, the chat mentioned him and said they think that the Amir Khan is a better fight than Mikey. Let's ask you that just to bring you up to speed. Do you feel Khan can beat Mikey Garcia convincingly? Like, if that fight was signed, sealed, and delivered, are you saying, oh, yeah, man, Khan, hands down?
Nah. I can never just say, you know, these guys are the top of their game. I can't really just say, oh, he's just going to walk over him. He's going to get him. But I can agree with those saying that Khan will give him a good fight. You know, we got this kind of, like, aura or thought about Amir Khan ever since he got knocked out the way he did by Danny and then by Canelo. So, you know, he had a real good fight, his last fight. You know, he put the guy away, and that's what we want to see. We want to see more of that Khan come out. If that same Khan faces Mikey Garcia, I think it'll be a tough fight, probably the toughest fight Mikey's had.
I mean, I think that if Khan were to fight Mikey, we could easily say Khan would be the toughest fight and probably the best opponent on Mikey's resume. Now, I don't know if you were listening to the show, but this is not Earl calling out Mikey. This is Earl responding to Mikey's interview with Ellie Setback after watching his Earl's win over Ocampos. You know, Ellie was like, would you still face him now? And he's like, yeah, oh man, I want to face him more now. I mean, what could have Mikey possibly taken away from that fight that told him, yeah, now I really know I could beat him. Yeah, now I know I should be fighting fucking Earl.
You know, Earl has the style that really doesn't show too much. It's not too colorful. Let's just put it at that. He's not moving around, boxing around. He's a forward fighter, pressure fighter. So, you know, maybe Mikey Garcia after this fight maybe saw something that he could, you know, capitalize on. In any event, I mean, I don't think Mikey Garcia automatically, you know, saw something in particular and said that he could beat him. They probably just seen something they could probably work against. I mean, I still think Earl's a stronger fighter. Let's not get it twisted here. Earl's still the stronger and bigger fighter. And I mean, it's something that's being thrown around, right? I mean,
Earl feels he's the bigger fighter. And I quote, he says he could take a lot of punishment too from a bigger guy. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it's a no-lose situation for him because you're going up fighting a bigger guy, stronger guy, a guy who can punch with both hands and has a come-forward style where basically I'm trying to punish my opponent. So it could hurt him in that aspect. I don't know. End quote.
I really do think, though, that Mikey's timing is a little better than Earl's. Like, again, I've only seen a certain type of fighting style with Earl, so it's I'm gonna give Mikey
It's funny you say that because in his Breakfast Club interview he kind of mentioned that he's like, you know, that people like you are boxing him in and saying he's only a come forward guy, but he just hasn't had to use any of his other skills. But really quick before you respond, some chat love, not super chat, but chat love. I want to go to AA with a great comment making me laugh this morning. He says, Khan can't even put on aftershave without taking a standing eight count.
That's
right. Damn. Good one, brother. Good one. I really did enjoy that one. Let's take a call real quick. We'll go to the 703-586, 703-586, first time caller. Good morning. You're rocking with TBV. Who's this?
What's going on, man? This is Scooby. I'm Scooby True on YouTube. Been a subscriber for a minute.
Scooby, thank you for obviously being a subscriber for a minute, tuning into the show, rocking out with us early in the morning. Give us your takes. Mikey versus Earl, what do you think?
Okay, so my thoughts on that is like this. Like you said, Earl didn't call Mikey out. Mikey threw his hat in the ring. So I'll be under the mindset like this. It's like, look, okay, you want to jump on my coattail? You want to call me out? All right, put your fist where your mouth is and let's make it happen. Otherwise, sit down, which is, I believe that's the mindset Earl has. He's like, look, Mikey really don't want this smoke. And what's going to happen is Mikey going to sit down and go elsewhere. But he put it out there, not only for him and Mikey, but for the fans too. And real quick, I wanted to chime in too on Amir Khan, man. I really believe Amir Khan right now is that dark horse in the game. A lot of people are sleeping on Amir Khan because he took a couple losses, knockouts. But let's not forget, man, he was outboxing Canelo, and he was winning other fights, you know, he'd been knocked out in too. So, you know, I think skill for skill, Mikey will beat Mikey Garcia, and I think he'll give Errol Spence a good fight, and I think he possibly will beat Crawford.
Wait, because, you know, you mixed up their names there. Just to be clear so the listeners know, you're saying Khan beats Mikey, mm-hmm. Earl, and possibly Crawford.
No, I'm not saying he beats Earl. I said he might give Earl a good fight until he gets caught. I mean, skill for skill, Amir's got a good fighter. But I think Amir definitely beats Mikey Garcia.
I don't know about this good fighter shit. Let me tell you something. I don't know about this good fighter shit, right? Everybody's like, oh, Khan was whooping Canelo until he got caught. Oh, Khan was whooping Danny until he got caught. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that mean something? Doesn't that mean he don't change up the speed and motherfuckers could just time his bum ass? They timing his bum ass.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. I can't dispute that. You know, but I will say, if you know, backtracking though, if Errol Spence and Mikey Garcia happens, it's a wrap for Mikey Garcia though. To me, Mikey Garcia is a basic, high level basic fighter. He's got great fundamentals. You know, he's mastered the fundamental skills of boxing. But there's nothing more to him. Like, to fight a bigger guy, a stronger guy, than Errol Spence, he'd be in trouble. One of the things that helped Mikey Garcia fight some of the other opponents is he was stronger than them. They couldn't take his power. That won't be the case with Spence.
I agree, bro. Mikey's barking up a tree. Boy, that tree will fall on you. But then, listen, thank you for, calling in. Great call, for sure. And I'm pretty sure you made a lot of people happy by making a case for Khan. Khan is such an adored fighter.
Bro. Khan, you got to get Khan. I think now you got to get Khan mad in order for him to get like really, really, really into the fight.
No, I don't even him. Just his fan, like his following is so thick. They come out, and it's a deep internet following too. Like they will comment on videos. They obviously show up to fights and press conferences. Like he really has a Khan army, is what he calls it. Let's spice things up a little bit. Yes, fucking hell. Early in the morning, we got some of this. Let's go out to Skype. Scorsese, bring pain.
Welterweight division. Damn, it's lost some luster. When you got to think about bringing up 135-pounder. And I get it. Earl didn't say his name. Mikey Garcia went all big mouth and shit. And he ain't never been in the ring near nothing like this. The welterweight need Maidana more than it know. It needed Victor Ortiz to still be a player. Like, what's Earl gonna do, man? Like, what, Birdo? Who he gonna fight in December, November? Devin Alexander?
Hold on. Let's debate, because it's early. We could give you extra time here. What would be the problem with Earl fighting the winner of Birdo Devin Alexander?
It's the winner of Berto Alexander. That's the problem. He's just better than that. It's just he deserves better than
yes.
that.
Okay,
shit.
Okay. But we live in the real world. And in the real world, Porter and Garcia will be tied up and not available for December.
Yeah. What else is in the pool?
You know? That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Welterweight has lost luster. Like,
but I don't think that it has. I don't think that it's fair for you to say a guy like Devin Alexander, who is a what? Three-divisional world champion? Came back
with a comeback,
and if he continues his comeback in this fashion, if he wipes out Berto, or Berto wipes him out, I think it's a fight. I think
Berto
it's a fight.
Berto just got stopped by Porter. Devin Alexander was having trouble with Victor Ortiz, and it's not the same Victor Ortiz that was the 21-year-old fighting damn near anybody, putting on fight of the year type performances at one point. This is the welterweight division is just honestly is bad. It is bad, bro.
I don't agree, like, Scorsese. I like the fact that I know everyone's name. I really like the fact that I know everyone's name. I like the fact that we can mix up names. You know?
I think we got a transitional period going on where there's a lot of new young fighters kind of making their way through those prospect and contender lists. I mean, I think it's actually gonna be a fully packed, talented division. I think it's the one of the most active and most watched divisions, the 140.
Listen, I respect you on not wanting to see the winner of Devin Berto next, right? But like
versus Earl, yeah.
But look at our options. We're talking about 135-pound Mikey, you know? We're talking about Urdani Ulgas, you know? We're talking like this is what we got. So the Devins, the Bertos, Collazos, Cons, you know, and then the top of that division, those guys are in the mix, man. Jesse, he's in the mix.
Look, I just look at it and I say to myself, if I hear somebody's fighting Lubin at 54 or somebody's fighting J-Rock, I get way more excited even to hear Trout than I do to hear Victor Ortiz and Berto. I get that that's what they got. But Earl
No. Listen, don't throw Victor's name in there because he's been unstable since the Maidana loss. But any other welterweight name is decent.
No, it's not. It's for him and Crawford to be talking about, we're not going to fight because this is pay-per-view. And for them to be giving us potentially Berto's on the run to this so-called pay-per-view that probably should never be pay-per-view is disrespectful to us as fans. We know they good, but it's just like maybe your second fight should be pay-per-view. Maybe you should take the Marquez Pacquiao route and do this shit three or four times, and then you make pay. I don't think they did it pay-per-view the first time. I felt disrespected when Bob Arum was trying to tell me, oh, they're just going to be pay-per-view right away. Beating who? Well, from beating who? You can't get Thurman in the mix. Yeah, man, it's fucking crazy,
but
man.
You will like get Thurman. See, this is what you don't get. Look, if he fights a Porter, excuse me, a Berto, a Devin, a Urgas in December, it's giving Keith time to rehabilitate. It's giving Keith time to get back in the mix. And listen, these names have to be there. Crawford. If Berto beats fucking Devin and Bob could secure Crawford a win with Berto, I'd take it. I'd take it. He's a natural welterweight, and he came back from what we thought he was done, right? Because the Porter fight, you know, look, he straight got wiped out in that Porter fight, but that's the Porter way. The Porter way is difficult to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Man should go to the UK and do the Brook thing again and make more money, have a better opponent that say, well, at least you pushed them, and then come back when Crawford is ready and Bob is ready. Or maybe even do the shit at 150 or one, like a catchweight. Like, man,
yeah, I don't
feel like Spence need to waste his time at the welterweight.
Okay,
division.
So give us a three-fight plan.
He's getting
it's maybe Keith, but maybe that these guys are maybe babies. I know Kale has said, I will fight you at 54 again. They put 30,000 people in the seats. Maybe they could do it in the States on Spence's behalf this time since he won the fight. But I just feel like you could go the career opponent route than the saying.
Yeah, but Earl, you see, no, because that's not fair. That's not fair. Gennady wanted to be undisputed at middleweight and not move up for bigger opportunities like a la Julio Cesar Chavez, a la Andre Ward, a la Gilberto Ramirez, right? No, we let him. We backed him when he said he wanted to be undisputed. Leave Earl alone.
Earl also said, I agree if he wants it, but I'm just saying for me as a fight fan and for what he said as well, he said, I will fight the guy at 54.
After he unifies. He's always said that.
I just feel like, man, it could be something way more and great fights for him.
Bro, he's 28 years old. He's 28, man. He needs these. Listen, I got to go, though, because we got other callers. I got other callers. I did give you like 8 minutes because you my man's in
there. Eight rounds.
716-348. Did I go to you? 716-348?
Yes.
Your name is?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Hello?
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm Keith Brown, MMA and boxing. I'm also a YouTube uploader. Been subscribed to your channel about good 6 months now, and I'm here to talk it up with the good topics.
All right, brother. Well, shout out to you. I actually seen you in the chat saying that you were on the line, so I'm glad that we got to you. I'm going to get impressed this. So where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. All right. I'm going to get impressed this talk, baby. Give us your thoughts.
All right. So the thing about Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Well, put it like this, Mikey Garcia, yeah, he been calling him out for a good while, talking about he wanted in December and everything. And Errol Spence, man, I got a feeling. I ain't going to say it's going to happen, but at the same time, never know, it might happen because Errol Spence waiting for a fight and nobody else want to fight him because everybody else like dodging him. And, you know, him and Crawford is going to be a while before they fight. So I don't think I think Mikey Garcia could put up a decent fight with Earl because he's good at fundamentals. But once he feels them body shots and that power, the fight could be a whole different game plan, I feel like.
So where are you inclining to root for then? Who's the winner in this bout?
Winning it?
Yeah.
I definitely have Errol Spence. Definitely. Most likely knocking him out. Somewhere around like the wearing them down, like around the sixth or seventh round. Mikey never fought nobody that goes to the body as good and that hard though of a puncher.
Yeah, and you know what? We seen Garcia taking punches sometimes on the ropes. You know, from that other guy, the 12-0 fighter. What's that guy's name?
Oh, Lipinets.
Lipinets. You know, like he likes to be on the ropes catching them. You know what I mean? And you don't want to do that versus Earl. But listen, you got anything else before we get to some other callers?
That's it. I just wanted to give my quick thoughts on.
No problem.
And
brother.
I enjoy watching your live streams.
Well, I appreciate that, brother. You are already subscribed. Make sure the notification bell is on because we did about 3 live ones yesterday. Let's go out to some alumni. We're going all the way to Boston.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, you want a great show? Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
I just got my dose of Georgie Porgy in the morning.
Brother, listen, I've been on these YouTube streets for a ill minute. Watch mad videos. Listen to a lot of people. But always pay attention to the comment section. Whatever channel you watch. Everybody got the same opinion. I will go as far to say as 70% of all boxing fans, if it ain't Porter, DSG, Thurman, or Crawford, don't even mention it. Don't even go there. And what? Send me another broke on his fucking record. ASAP. Before the cherries and the way bully and all that bullshit keep a fucking piling on his name. That's the reality. Nobody want to see. We need to see somebody who got a chance. A chance.
Who got a chance and who's available?
Talking about. Fuck who's available. See,
he doesn't have a solution. He doesn't have a solution. The mafias make. What mafias are making people sign fights? A mafia is making fucking Porter and Garcia fight for a title? Get your ass out of here, man. You never got a solution.
And technically, Earl's still a new champion and working his way.
Like, yo, it's been
waiting on his turn.
Georgie, we know each other, what, seven, 9 fucking years? How many fucking
A long fucking time, man.
How many fucking years? You just call in complaining.
Too long, Mr. Gibbs, too long.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to stop being part of the problem. Be part of the solution.
What's the solution for him to fight who next?
Listen, every caller that gives their opinion, you are a fool to believe that these analytics are not being used in this day and age where fights are on social media. You're a fool to believe that these videos, that these articles, that those comments you talk about are not being read by the executives. And that information isn't being passed along.
So why we don't get the fight? They've been wrecked.
So we didn't get Keith versus fucking Porter. We didn't get Keith versus Danny. No, we didn't get that, right? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're talking 2017. What year are you talking about?
You will never be able to get a gauntlet because people have to rest. They have to rest. Earl isn't going to fight Crawford and then turn around and fight Keith his next fight. It don't work that way, Georgie. Like, I don't know what world you live in.
He did it. Time passed and he got a good name on his record. What part of that you can understand? How many more time got it pass until another good name comes along? Somebody who can really challenge him. How long? 2019?
I mean, let's see. Who is it? Wasn't Benavidez available?
Meet you halfway.
Bro, you don't want to meet me halfway.
What are you talking about? Where am I going to meet you halfway at? Tell me. Explain that.
Halfway.
Meet you where?
Listen, because you always come out with this shit. He filed crapple. And we don't hear a beat from you about how shit of a competition that is.
What?
Man, Crawford going to go fight Ken. If Crawford going to go fight Ken, then the whole world got to fucking
Doggy. See, this is the reason that people mute you. Like, are you want me to debate?
You want me
to debate that he fought Ocampos. You want me to debate?
I don't know nowhere else, but with you.
You're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. You want me to debate that he fought his mandatory?
To fight somebody who can challenge him.
This is the double standard. This is the double standard right here that we have in boxing. This is the double standard. Gennady Golovkin can face
which is what?
If you let me speak, you can hear it. If you don't want to hear it, if you don't want to hear it, I can shut up and let you speak. It's simple. I can compromise.
So go ahead. Let me just speak. Explain it.
The double standard is no one ever made a complaint. No one was burning Vladimir Klitschko's house down when he was fighting every single mandatory. Every fucking Manuel Char and all them fucking nondescript names on his resume, no one complained. When Gennady Golovkin fights every single mandatory, no one complains. Now, Earl takes his first mandatory. This is not only his first mandatory, Blanco. This is also his first title defense, right? No, actually, Lamont Peterson was. So this is second title defense, which is technically a mandatory. It's not something that he's getting extra money for because it's a mandatory. There's a mandatory per split here. He can't do nothing sexy with this. That's why some bigger names pay their mandatory step aside. We got an idiot calling in saying that, oh, I'm supposed to be happy, Cookie Monster, that he's fighting Ocampos, all the mafia. Like, bro, make some sense when you fucking talk.
Hey, listen, and let's give Ocampos, look, I don't know if I talked about Ocampos.
Let me give a shout out before I go. Let me give a shout out. Shout out to Mikey for being independent from all these fucking mafias. Shout out to all the Mexican-American, and every fan that he got who support him. From this mafia. Shout out to you. And hopefully people like Boo who ends up with these fucking big cocksuckers get the back up from the fans so we can take it away from these cocksuckers with the big bullshit mismatch. I'm outy.
No one even understood you. I need him to listen to the playback. This guy is ridiculous.
Yo, he said cocksucker.
Like, yo, who the fuck is even like, what the fuck is he saying?
Yeah, shout out to Georgie, bro. I needed that.
Cameron, man. Cameron, you've been gone.
What's on this? Can you hear me?
I do.
Loud and clear.
It's been a while, yeah. That last caller, man, he is on some serious drug. There is no way you can have that much natural energy, man, and talk that quick. Oh, yeah, that guy is on some serious flake or something.
Yeah, man. I think his boxing gets him high. But what's up, brother? What do you think about this topic? Earl Spence, if the Mikey fight is going to happen, he's going to have to beat Robert Easter. But he's sure that it could happen if Mikey really wants that smoke.
Do you know what? I'm not a fan of this fight simply because I want to see Mikey Garcia. If he beats Easter, which I think he will, I want to see him make that Lomachenko fight. I think that's the fight that most boxing fans want. And I think, you know, for me, I want to see Errol Spence. You know, the fight I want to see is, obviously, we want to see a Crawford fight, but that's way off. I want to see him fight the winner of Porter Garcia. And I think Porter will win that fight. Because I think, stylistically, Porter could be the toughest fight out there for Spence. And that's the fight I want to see. I think, you know, both fighters have business to take care of their own divisions, and especially Garcia. I mean, who knows what Garcia wants to do? He's floating around 140, 135. He spoke about fighting at 154 for Cotto, and now he's talking about this. I just feel like Garcia is looking for that big sort of cash out fight at this point. I don't know what he wants to do. I don't know if he's in it for the money or whether he wants it for the legacy, but I don't think Garcia wins that fight. I think he's too small. You know, you saw the power against Lipinets at 140. He wasn't the same as 135, and you know, Spence is a big welterweight. You know, we're talking about a guy who's going to be moving up through the weights at some point. So, I mean, Garcia's power is not going to affect Spence at all. So, for me, I'd rather see Garcia stay at lightweight and fight Lomachenko and let Spence fight the real welterweights because I just think it's more attractive for Spence to fight the winner of Porter Garcia. I think, you know, I think everybody would rather want to see that fight, right? Spence against the winner of Porter Garcia than Mikey Garcia.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, so you're saying that Spence would you know get over on Mikey and it wouldn't be a good fight at all?
Yeah. No, I think it'd be a decent fight, but I just don't think it would. I think Spence would do such a number on him. He might not stop him because I think Garcia's, you know, he's durable and he can take a punch, but I feel like Spence is just too big. I think he's a bad boxer. Nah.
Mikey's got knocked down by lighter guys.
Mikey gets stopped, bro. He got dropped, I think, by Salido and by Mickey Roman. Like, Mikey will get stopped.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. And, you know, when Garcia fought Lippi Nets, he seemed a bit more fleshy to me than he did when he fought Brian at 140. And he's going to be fat at 147 as well. I mean, his condition is not going to be great. So you've got a point. I can see what you're saying. But I feel like it's just not a good fight. I mean, if they make that fight, I just think Garcia's looking for a cash out. That's all I think that is.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Garcia's looking for a cash out because it's too soon. I mean, he's very young. But great call, Kramer. We definitely missed you around these parts. We're going to stay right here on Skype. Take it out to some more alumni callers in Ohio.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Jay Will.
What's up, fellas, man? Nice little impromptu show once again. Nice little topic, man. I think Spence versus Mikey Garcia. I think one thing people need to realize is, man, only a special fighter is going to be able to go up different weight division and still be able to put on a good performance. I mean, every time we try to watch somebody, quote unquote, dare to be great, i.e. Kell Brook, Amir Khan, things of that nature. These are pretty good talents, but unless you're a once-in-a-generation talent like Mayweather, Pacquiao, you're not going to just keep climbing up or fight these bigger guys and still, you know, put on a good performance for yourself and represent yourself in the best fashion. So, I mean, just even entertaining this Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence thing, to me, seems foolish. I don't really think the Birdos, the Victor Ortizes, it's really a bad look, especially if he's really getting rid of him. Talking about Errol Spence, if he's getting rid of him in an impressive fashion. So, I mean, again, just like you said, and that's a good point, man, Triple G wasn't getting beat up on for, you know, the way title defense and things of that nature. So why should Errol get beat up on? I do believe the Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence fight, it just needs to be built, man. You can't demand that tomorrow just because these two guys were really hot. I just think some of these boxer fans, we got to stop being so fickle and just be real. You know what I'm saying? The Sean Porter, Danny Garcia fight, the winner of that fight definitely should fight Earl. And I think him fighting the winner of that, that's maybe another fight should be more than enough to get him ready or get the promotion ready, I would say.
But the thing with that fight that people are like not understanding is like that's not gonna happen this year. And the kid wants to have three fights this year. He's really pushing for that. The only guy we seen do that was Crawford, you know what I mean? That I could remember. Yeah. Maybe Crawford, maybe Golovkin. Jay Will, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wouldn't I don't see why guys think that the fight has to happen this year either. I mean, I'd be happy with the Berto, or even the Devin Alexander title defense. But I don't think he's going to even fight. I mean, he doesn't have to fight both of those guys back to back. Give me one of those guys and then fight the winner of, Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. So those two, I mean, he's not going to he's not going to be able to get three fights in this year if he's wanting to get that Sean Porter, Danny Garcia.
So now listen, because you're super knowledgeable. You know, you got time listening, calling in, giving out great calls. People were shitting on like the fact Berto Devin Alexander winning, right?
Yeah.
Are either of those men less accomplished in the sport of boxing than Marco Antonio Rubio?
What?
Are either Devin Alexander, Andre Berto, less accomplished in the sport of boxing than Marco Antonio Rubio? I'm just saying because this is what I'm saying. When Gennady fought Marco Antonio Rubio, we praised him. We like, yeah, he became WBC mandatory, bro. Now Canelo can't run. Like, we backed him. Like, I just hate this fucking double standard. It bothers me. I just wish I could grab a couple of them double standard necks and snap them.
Hashtag nest facts. Yeah, those are facts. Yeah. But yeah, that's my call, man.
Well, Jay Will, man, let me get to some other callers. We're going to go out to the 409-828. 409-828. First time caller, who's this?
Nah, man, it's JD.
JD. What up? Damn. Let me get your intro, bro. You are alumni, man. Let me do that. It's just no producers. Early in the morning, Matt sleeping.
JD, motherfucker.
There's a lot of things I like to do, so just try to get on my game. I don't know why they're gonna call me, but I'm 54-pounder. But I have a brother that's 160.
Yo, I gotta start off by saying, with the whole Mikey Garcia thing, I agree with the caller. I mean, I'm gonna come at it a different way though, because this is something we gotta talk about, right? When it comes to Mikey, I'm not gonna shit on Mikey, but I noticed he might be moving a little suspect in the sport, and he's been doing it for a while. Cause I remember way back in the day. Him and Gamboa was supposed to fight. You know, right now he can make. I mean, we're not even talking about Crawford. He went up to 140 to fight Broner, but when Crawford was there, it wasn't a peep. You know what I mean?
I don't get your narrative.
Right there.
Yeah. Where is he moving? Where is he moving?
I don't get your narrative, because if he's calling out Earl, that's a tougher fight. That's a tougher fight than Lomachenko. A tougher fight than that other guy you mentioned.
Okay, now follow me. You gotta follow me. Is he bullshitting the sport? Like, is he pulling the wool over you guys? You know what I mean? Because look, make these fights.
How? He called out Thurman. Thurman didn't take it. He's calling out Earl. Earl is saying he will take it. Now it's now the ball's back on Mikey. Mikey got to win the Easter fight.
Okay, listen. Again, he did not fight Gamboa. Gamboa was the best at that weight class. He was unstoppable.
Stop it. Gamboa's a natural born bum, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Mikey would have put a hole in his face.
Okay.
Dolphin style.
Okay, follow me. You went up to 140, and you didn't fight Crawford, but you fought Broner at what, 140?
Last time I checked, Crawford dropped the belt and left. He said he wasn't waiting around for
Lomachenko.
Like, you just making stuff up now.
Lomachenko is at 135 right now.
Lomachenko at 135. Who he decided to fight with? Fucking Linares, that everybody who's a real boxing fan knew he was going to do what he did to. We all wanted the Mikey fight.
But here's my question.
Mikey ran down on his ass in that HBO interview, didn't he? Or that ESPN green screen, ran down. What's up? Pulled his fucking shirt.
I think it was Lomo that ran down on him, right?
Yeah, right. The other way around.
Yeah, Lomo. Loma calling him out right now.
Loma ain't calling him
Yo,
out.
Yo, listen. Fuck all that. We'll see.
Listen. All we got to see is if he beats Robert Easter. Now he'll have two belts at 35, right? So he has options. He can either say, fuck it. I'm going to get a, I don't know what's the proper term. Let's just say motion from both of the sanctioning bodies to have a special fight with Earl, because if I lose, it don't matter. Or his other option is unify with the other 135-pound champion, who will probably be ducking him for another fight to go fight Ray Beltran. So let's stop playing. Like, you talking about, like, Lomachenko want that smoke. Meanwhile, he about to fight Ray Beltran. Come on, bro.
Listen, this is what I'm saying, man. They got fights that can be real fights for Mikey that can be made, and you somehow calling out Earl Spence. Who actually believes that fight could happen? I mean, real talk. And then
Earl does.
Beyond that, who would give Spence?
Earl does. Earl believes, man, it could happen. You want me to read the quote back to you? I can read you his quote. He believes it could happen.
Go ahead. I mean, No, I didn't hear the quote.
Oh, okay. I'll read it. Hold on. And I quote, "That could happen. Mikey is a big name, has a great resume, and that fight could definitely happen. We fight on the same network, Showtime. We have the same manager, Al Heyman. Why not make it happen? It could happen." And I further quote,
I'm just going to go off the general consensus of what TBV listeners are saying to you. They saying that why? Most of these callers are calling in saying why. So, again,
I'm on par with you. I'm not saying that this is the way to go. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm only presenting what's being told. You know, I'm not saying this is the right fight for Crawford. I mean, excuse me, for Earl. I'm not saying that at all.
So, I am saying this,
JD. Mikey Garcia is a bigger, better fight in December than Andre Berto or Devin Alexander, especially if he is a unified 135-pound champion, also the same guy that moved up and beat Adrian Broner. Yeah. They'll be calling him pound for pound come December.
Okay, to answer that, man, I'll say this. I just feel like there's better fights for Mikey, more notable, like the Loma fight. I think he should put his focus there and stop talking about what's going on over here on the left side. Like, that's a great fight that could be made. Can't get robbed of that fight. If he come up and fight Errol Spence, who knows where he's going to go? He's from 135 to 160, maybe. I don't know. I don't know where the fuck he is, but he need to stay in one spot and clean it up. You know what I mean? The same way Terrence Crawford did.
I got you, JD. Let me address my man Tax Tack, who's got plenty of comments in the comment section after my comment of Gamboa. Understand that I'm not an ignorant boxing fan. I understand that at some point Gamboa was good, especially 126. That was the highlight of his career. But we can fine comb his career whenever you like. The number is 1-425-569-5241 if you're interested in doing it now, Keyboard Warrior. Because Gamboa probably has more, he's probably been knocked down more than he has big time wins, okay? Meaning he's been put on the canvas more than the guy's name Orlando Salido that he's been able to beat. A lot of you fucking fans out there believe he was this great because he looked great doing it at 126. When you are Adrian Broner at 130 and 135, you looked great. We thought you were great. Then you moved up to 47 and struggled with Paulie Malignaggi. Okay? Mm-hmm. But we still gave you credit when you lasted 12 rounds with Maidana. You know what I'm saying? But to say that Gamboa would have beat Mikey Garcia at 130 and 135, man, you're fucking insane. Insane. Like, I think the guy's name is like Michael Ferreira's dropped him on a Pacquiao in the car. Like, people with lesser skills, with lesser discipline defensively, because Mikey is always with his guard up. He doesn't get lazy. His hands doesn't drop. Like, he don't make those mistakes. Another caller today said it. Mikey mastered the fundamentals. He mastered that. Are you crazy, bro? Now, yeah, was I a bit harsh calling Gamboa a bum? Yeah, maybe. Pre-126, I should never say that. Post-126, please. Who the fck has he even fought? Who's he fought? And I could get totally ignorant boxing fan and say he ducked with Brandon Rios. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, I mean, there's so much shit you could say about Gamboa. Like, didn't he just fucking lose to Jason Sosa and Rob Sosa? Like, bro. I mean, come on, man. Like, stop it, bro. Like, I just tell the truth. 661-505. 661-505. First time caller. Hello? Going once. Turn the radio Hello? Down in the background, buddy.
Oh, my bad. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Talk to us.
Hey, I'm Charles, man. First time caller, Los Angeles. I just wanted to discuss this Earl Spence. Hello? You hear me?
We hear you loud and clear, brother.
No introduction.
All right, thanks, man. I'm Charles, first time caller, Los Angeles. All right. So I wanted to discuss this Earl Spence, Mikey Garcia situation. I wanted to say that, you know, I think that Mikey Garcia is a technical boxer, and that he would have a chance early on as far as from a boxing standpoint, but Earl would just weigh on him. He's too big. I think that Mikey Garcia should focus on fighters like Loma or stay at 140. Like, fighting at 147 doesn't really make sense. I mean, I could see from a legacy standpoint, maybe later, but at this point, like, he's too young to try to go up and fight someone like Earl and really kind of fuck his career up if he gets hurt. You know, I think that that Earl has a lot of unfinished business at 147 as well, and people just need to be patient. Like, the Crawford fight is unreasonable right now, for one, because he's on Top Rank, and it's a different network. And there's so many more fights on his side of the bridge, if you will, to be made. You know, Garcia, a Porter winner, you know, Thurman, when he comes out of hiding. You know, there's just a lot of things that can be done on their side. I think people just need to be patient.
Well, all right, brother. Great call. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 812-589. 812-589. First time caller, who's this?
What's up? Hey, this first time caller, I called yesterday, but I didn't introduce myself, man. It's Douglas from Indianapolis, man. What's up, Boxing Voice?
How are you, Douglas?
What up?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, I don't want to see the Garcia and Errol Spence. That does nothing for Spence. I do want to see Spence be active, though. So I disagree with at least several of the callers before me. You know, this is the thing, man. There's no grace in boxing. If you lose two or three times, man, they just forget about you, man. Devin Alexander is still a good fighter. He's a decent fighter, maybe a C or B plus. Ortiz, I mean, there's still some, you know, Vargas. If he wants to stay busy, let him stay busy. I don't want him to wait. He's 28 years old, man. Let him be active. So what if he beats him up or whatever, man? He's still staying active and he's getting prepared for Thurman. I know he's not going to fight Porter or the Garcia winner, not till maybe mid next year. That's even if they want to fight. So just let the man fight, you know, let him build his resume and let him stay active.
Well, all right, brother. Thank you for calling in, giving us your take. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Get those notifications whenever we go live. We're going out to the 303-960.
Hey, this is Rick from Denver. How are you guys doing this morning?
Rick, what's going on, brother?
Morning, bro.
Yo, man. So when would Earl be fighting Vargas if that were to happen? Wouldn't that be this year?
Vargas? I mean, whoever he's going to fight, it's going to be in December.
Yeah, I'm just happy with him fighting. I agree with the guy before me. I like to see them out there. I like to see him preparing. We're not going to see him fighting Garcia or Porter. So, you know, we got to see him out there. I mean, hell, we should just quit talking about that Garcia-Porter bullshit because it ain't going to happen until next year. And when it comes to Mikey... Man, props to Mikey, man. He's fucking calling out everybody. But, I mean, who would you guys rather see him go up against, Loma or Spence?
See, my thing is, like, I get what the other caller was saying. Like, is he pulling the wool over our eyes? So I think it's time that he fights one of these bigger guys he keeps calling out. Or is he just using these bigger names to get his name out there? Spence is the hot name.
Yeah, I can totally see where you're coming
Spence
from.
Spence is the hot name. He's getting publicity buzz right now just by us talking about it. No one's
Non-stop.
Talking about Mikey
Non-stop.
Versus Easter. No one's talking about Mikey versus Easter. But if you're talking about Mikey versus Earl, and it's like, oh, shit, how could that happen? Well, he's got to beat Easter first. Who's Easter, the guy he's fighting?
Robert Easter, I think, isn't going to do too well in that fight. I see Mikey really doing a wonderful job, probably even getting that guy out before the sixth round. I think Mikey, we've all established his fundamentals are astounding, but I, you know, he jumps in there with Earl Spence. if he can't handle body shots from Earl, he ain't going to last very long at all. We've all seen Earl's body work. That guy's insane, fucking insane. Yeah, I just don't see Mikey doing too well with Earl. I think it's smarter for him to go after Loma. And even that's a stretch to say with Loma's ability, you know. So Mikey's calling out all the big guys. I like to see that as a fan. I like seeing that. So that's really all I had to say this morning, guys. Thanks for these morning shows. We'll talk to you soon.
Rick, enjoy the day. You out there in Denver. Pull one. 314-827. 314-827. First time caller.
Yo,
we here.
All right, we live. What's up? What's good with it?
Yo, get out that hallway, player.
In a box.
Hey, I know. Give me a second. I was at my desk and then you were alive, homie. So I'm experimenting down the stairs to get this Earl Spence versus Mikey Garcia work in. So can you hear me pretty good?
I mean, it's a crazy echo, bro. You're in a stairwell or something.
Here, I got you. Give me a second.
It's like he's in an auditorium right now.
Yes.
He's about to give a boxing lesson.
No. I'm in a six-story building, and I'm almost down to the first floor right now. Hey, just let you know how your boy loves boxing. All right. Should be getting better right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, way better,
bro. Appreciate it.
I know. Let's get it. No problem. All right, man. So, Mikey Garcia, everyone knows he got great fundamentals. But honestly, I believe Earl Spence Jr. has great fundamentals. Now, if they do fight, it will be a good money fight for Mikey Garcia, a good money fight for Earl Spence Jr. But in my mind, there is a clear, clear favorite. And then Earl Spence Jr., listen, see, when I look at those guys, I see similarities. Neither one of them tried to escape their opponent by using their feet. They both stalk smartly. You know what I'm saying? Smart pressure. Work off the jab. Both for the fighters. You know what I'm saying? And they try to put their opponents in positions so they can get their punches off on them. Good timing. Earl Spence is not fast. Mikey Garcia, he's not fast. They both got good timing and good power. But the difference, and it is a clear difference, size, power, natural weight. Earl Spence is not going to go down and fight Mikey Garcia. Mikey's going to have to come up. Adrian Broner had good power at the lower weight. But as he transitioned up, that power was no longer what it used to be. Heck, even Danny Garcia, who moved from 140 to 147, don't have the power he used to have. So when they fight, yeah, it'll be a good action for about maybe two or three rounds. Then after the two or three rounds, you're going to visually see Mikey Garcia breaking down. But to be honest, like I said, guys, the fight most likely not going to happen. He's going to stay there. He's going to try to fight Lomo. Lomo's not going to fight him. Lomo's going to fight Manny Pacquiao, and then we'll find out what's next.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Listen, we got two other callers that were not part of what we expected. So we're going to switch to drive-by to give you guys a couple of seconds not to leave you.
Drive-by.
But it is time to go spontaneous show. You already knew. So, 551-404.
Drive by! All right, so this will be quick. I really don't get all this conversation about Garcia. When it was Terrence Crawford time to come up, it was, he's got to prove himself. He can't just fight the champ. Ness, you really back a prima donna in Thurman, right? Thurman was the champ. He can't get the fight with Thurman, right? He's got to come prove himself, right? He's got to go through the hoops. But Mikey Garcia can come up and fight Spence. Spence is a good champ, you know what I'm saying? Because he's going to take on all comers. Thurman being hurt right now is a good thing. Get that little prima donna bum out the way. You know what I'm saying? When he comes back, he can do his thing. The division does need him in a big way, right? Yesterday, you was hating on Terrence from fighting Khan. Khan's in the mix today. It's not a bum soft fight as bad. You did say Khan has a chinny chin chin. I get it. But it was unspeakable for Terrence to fight Khan yesterday. What else? Ugas is a great fight for Thurman. Ugas is a great fight for Crawford right now. Kell Brook, he should really think about fighting Kell Brook again if he gets a strap.
Oh, hola, hola, hola. Let me just bring it back here. Let me just bring it back because I want to make sure that you're not trying to say I'm saying Khan is okay for Earl but not okay for Crawford because that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. I'm glad you said it because
I've never said that.
And you know what?
Hold on a minute. Today, specifically, when Khan's name came up, it was because I brought it out from a comment in the chat. Someone in the chat was like, yo, I think it was JD from Texas who commented first, like, Khan beats Mikey. So Khan deserves the shot at Earl first. So then I presented that as a topic on the show, like, yo, do you think Khan gets an easy win over Mikey? Therefore, he is the better fight for Earl. But in my opinion, Earl destroys Khan. It's like he destroys Khan.
He does. He does. I believe he does destroy Khan. And here goes the thing about, and I know we weren't talking about Crawford today, but here goes the thing about Crawford and Spence. Crawford is not going to knock anybody out with one or two punches. They're going to go rounds. So all fights are going to be entertaining as we speak. Nobody wants to see Earl just get another liver shot and drop all these fighters. Earl's special. Earl is definitely special.
Why not? We don't care. We don't care when Gennady Golovkin does it to Matthew Macklin and Daniel Gill. Like, why can't Earl do the same thing? Knockouts is what Mike Tyson was based on.
No, we do care. I'm not the average fan. No, we do care. When he ducked Andre Ward, I had a problem with that. He couldn't find a fight. But when Andre calls him out, he don't want no smoke. Fuck Triple G. I don't give Triple G that pass. Triple G. He a pussy to me. Unless he's gonna fight Jamal Charlo and them other heavy hitters. I don't really give a damn.
Look at all the time I gave you. We were supposed to do a drive by. He got a whole.
He stood on the block letting off.
That's what happens, dog. He punched after the bell. The ref couldn't break it up. Yo, good call, man. I hope you call back on a regularly scheduled show or at least a show where you get another full 3 minutes like that to blow the load. 518, is 810 or 801-906. You're the last call. This is done. You're the last call. And I'm sorry. This is drive-by, bro. We got to go. Rob Lane's now. We got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to be really quick, though. So, the Garcia family, to me, is probably the smartest family in boxing. They pick their opponents very correctly, somewhat like Mayweather. You never hear Mikey Garcia call out Crawford. Never. Okay? You hear him call out Spence. There's something that he sees in Spence that he could take advantage of. Spence is a straightforward fighter. No! Mikey can pick him off. I would still favor Spence, though. Like, for sure, the size, you can't deny the size or the power, but Mikey, I think, would be able to pick him off. And I would love to see Khan versus Mikey to start that fight off. I think I would almost favor Khan because of his speed and his size that he would counter Mikey's, just straight fundamental 1-2 jab, right hand straight down the middle. But the Spence fight, I think they see something in it. That's why they call it out. Yo, TBB. Best podcast in the game. Always working. Go support. This is Gabe from Salt Lake City. Represent. Later.
Gabe, thank you for calling in, bro. That sucks when we don't got no producer. Gabe's a longtime listener. We're all done. It's time to go get the workout in. Yo, shout out to my man in the chat. I tried to keep your name highlighted so I could shout you out by name because he thinks he's taking a shot at me, Doomy. He's like, oh, Ness talks fast as hell. So you know Ness talks fast as hell. Plus he on them PEDs. So
who said that?
The workout is working. They see in the cut the leanness, yo. But we about to go get it in. Final thoughts. Yo, Mikey, Khan, none of that shit is what I want for Earl. Now, if Khan and Mikey fought, then we could start maybe thinking about it. Like, we got to see Khan, man. I don't know, man. I haven't seen Khan in a while versus, like, somebody that had me excited. But Earl, he's the guy. He's the guy everybody wants to talk about or at least be talked about with. They want to be in that circle. You know what I'm saying?
He's hot. He's hot.
But, yeah, man, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice because we will be going live later on today. You just never know. Deontay Wilder has been sent the contract. Will he be signing it? Future, present, past, doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And it lets us know around here that you like this type of content. Doomy, doom, doom.
Yeah, TPV in the morning. Have your cup of coffee, join us. And it was Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey. Still a fantasy fight, still talks. I'm pretty sure these guys would fight each other if it was up to them. But obviously their handlers and managers would probably tell them otherwise. So for now, just talk. And yeah, that's all I got to say about that. You can find me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, and IG, Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon.
Peace.